Back to your father, when he was at OU, despite the fact that he seemed to be a retiring sort of person, he became a member of the debate team. He had a good friend there with Dow Hamm. Did you ever know him?
They lived in Dallas when I met him, but I think I only met him once or twice. I kind of think maybe they had lived in Ardmore at one time. A lot of people that were in the oil business moved to Texas because there was no state income tax, like Boone Pickens and the Coxes and the Goddards, Hammonds.
But then oil was discovered on family land.
I think it was some of that land that they took for payment. Daddy was in business, I think, with Art Olson at that time. They were partners for not too long.
The oil discovery on that land then became an interest point for Lloyd, your father. He became then interested in the oil business.
I've heard one story where he talked about his time at OU. There were lease hounds just bugging him to death to lease his mother's land. Apparently there were several pieces of land. And that really got him interested, as he was kind of appraising the value of this for oil and gas leasing purposes and so on, and became more and more interested in it.
So then he would have formed the Noble Drilling Company along in here.
Well, first it was Noble Olson.
Yeah, he first started out in the loan from his mother. Probably helped him with his contribution to the Noble Olson effort.
Yeah, probably so.
He and Art Olson were in partnership, and then they dissolved that a few years later, and it was solely Noble Drilling Corporation.
That was their main purpose, contract drilling, and not necessarily an exploration.
That his start was drilling, and that was the mission.
For his own. Mm-hmm. Then he became a drilling company, so they would drill not only for himself.
Well, what happened was, is in the drilling business, there came a time in order to get a rig on a location, the driller had to participate in the drilling, take part of the action. So as a result, he became an exploration guy, too. So he was wearing two hats when he got his rig on location. He was not only drilling the well, but he also had some interest in the lease himself. And that's how he got in the exploration business, an offshoot of the drilling business. They say his real love was the drilling business, but he became very successful in the exploration business, too. But the exploration business was a sideline to the drilling business. And Sammy Dan was the exploration business, named for his three children, Sam, Ed, and Ann.
Thanks to Myrtle Moore.
Yeah.
That was the first secretary, Myrtle Moore.
And she helped name that?
She named it, yeah.
But then he had dropped out of OU, and then he comes back to OU again, enrolls in the law school in the fall of 1921, and he's 25 years old. He actually went to OU, was it twice, and dropped out both times.
Mm-hmm.
But then devoted full-time to the Noble Drilling Company and the contract drilling. Then got into the hauling business?
He was in the oil field hauling business, primarily up here in the Rockies. The name of the company was B.F. Walker.
But that was later.
It was later, yes.
Uh-huh. Quite a bit later. In fact, I think it was shortly before he died.
Did you hear around the dinner table then lots of talk about the drilling and the oil work and that type of thing? Did he bring it back?
It kind of depends on who was there. Sometimes he would invite people so he could talk to them and maybe talk to them a little bit more than maybe he could at the office. I have no idea what he was thinking when he'd bring home somebody. It might be the, you know, janitor or something.
It could have been the roughnecks and people from all walks of life that he wanted to learn from.